The benefits of blogging. As the curtains close on 2017, I'm sure many of us will be mulling over the past year, reviewing what we have done, what we haven't quite got round to, and what we might like more of in the coming year for ourselves, our loved ones, and the wider world. For me, 2017 was the year I became a blogger. For the purposes of this post, I will be focusing on some of the benefits of blogging. In this, I hope to answer the question that has often been put to me this year. Why do people bother to blog? What's it all about? This is my 21st post. I've been blogging for 9 months, publishing on average 2 to 3 posts per month of around 1,000 words each. I'm writing this, therefore, from the perspective of someone who is very much still laying the foundations, but keen to share my learning so far. So, the benefits of blogging. 1. A public platform for your creative work. This was my main reason for wanting to start a blog. It's a great way to showcase your skills. This was something I kept hearing and reading over and over, so I finally decided to follow that advice and give it a go. It's worth noting, though, that not all bloggers are writers. Many people start up a blog to showcase other creative skills, e.g. cooking, photography, fashion, art or crafts, and may use images more than words. 2. A rewarding challenge. As a newbie blogger, my challenge was twofold: to learn to build a website using WordPress and to write in a brand new form, the blog. To help, I took a course in freelance writing and blogging with a professional writer and journalist. While I did learn something about writing for magazines, I learnt far more about blogging through my own experience of blogging than I did from 12 weeks of classes. YouTube tutorials, WordPress forums, and good old-fashioned trial and error taught me what I needed to know. 3. Creative freedom and control. One bit of advice I followed was not to worry about my particular niche at first, and just to write about what I was most interested in. I have loved the autonomy this has given me, to create from my own insights, inspiration, and ideas. This is how it works. I watch where my energy and attention are going, then challenge myself to write about that thing. If I were writing for a newspaper or magazine, I would need to hang my piece on some kind of topical peg. As bloggers, we do obviously need to consider who our audience is, but we write what we want to write and on a platform we own and control. 4. A representation of your values, priorities, and passions. With this freedom to explore and express, blogging becomes an opportunity to communicate who we are and what is important to us. My main blogging categories, health, humour, personal development, relationships, and spirituality, are effectively a list of my core values. With the addition of audio recordings, my passions for both writing and voice are represented. 5. A way to clarify what you know and have to offer others. Blogging is a wonderful way of crystallizing and documenting our own wisdom, insights, and learning, which are easily forgotten. The two posts I have personally referred back to most are Nurturing Our Neglected Areas and Living by Our Values. 6. A focus and structure for your creativity. Since April, I have published about 20,000 words to my blog, roughly the equivalent of a children's chapter book. I think it's quite unlikely I would have written as regularly or produced this amount of wordage without the structure provided by my blog. My blog has definitely kept me writing, and writing is something I love to do. 7. Good practice in trusting your own voice and judgment. Like most people, I do care what other people think. It can be very limiting, however, to be bound by other people's approval of who we are and what we do. In the early stages of blogging, I felt the need to get all my posts checked over by close friends before I could hit publish. As a proofreader, I wasn't worried about typos. It was more a question of, what will people think? Being a blogger is teaching me to trust my own voice and judgment. The post that was by far the hardest to publish was making tea the proper British way. But as one of the edgiest things I've ever written, it was also the most liberating. 8. An opportunity to build connections and create value. One unique and powerful aspect of blogging is its immediacy. With a click of a button, you publish yourself, putting your work out there for people to see. And if you make good use of the many tools available within WordPress and beyond, you can learn to maximise your reach and impact. Blogging is not just about venting. It's about building connections and putting our ideas to good use in the world. As you begin to find your voice with blogging, two of the biggest questions to ask yourself are this: who am I writing for? And what value am I creating? These are two questions I will certainly be carrying with me into 2018.